Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
We are all concerned about the swine flu potential pandemic, which has kind of got its genesis in Mexico, but it has certainly moved into the United States. And so it makes us wonder, how is rural Minnesota prepared for this?
Yeah, that's a great question. We at the center are just now engaging with different state and local agencies to really take a pulse of rural Minnesota and see where we're at. It's something that we in our time haven't really had to deal with. And I would say from the professional standpoint, they've been looking out for this over the last couple of years. So, you know, I will say as a society as a whole in rural Minnesota, I think this is something new to everybody. But as a state and as, local counties, whether it be the public health nurses, county administrators, it's something that's been on their radar screen for a couple of years. So what we're doing at the center is we're trying to gather some information and really try to take that rural look at, you know, where are we in rural Minnesota as far as our level of preparedness for something, you know, a pandemic-like disease outbreak.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we have to consider is distances. That's a huge issue. Also, sort of the makeup of the population. In particular, some rural counties have a fairly elderly population, and those folks tend to be most susceptible to serious consequences from the flu.
Yeah, and that's what we hope to take a good look at is in our snapshot educational piece is, you know, just taking into account the demographics of who we are in rural Minnesota. And on top of that, you know, what is our infrastructure capacity? You know, are we prepared with hospital beds? What are the county plans? And I think one thing that we've already found as we've looked into this is that there's that real just strong rural spirit, as we all have come to expect, of working together. You know, we have the public health nurses, you know, very closely aligned and working with the county administrators and the school superintendents and the nursing homes and the hospitals. And I think what we'll see then is, you know, the more we can all be on the same page in rural Minnesota and understanding of, you know, if this happens, here's what we need to do and working together to do that, the more, you know, well-equipped and well-prepared we'll be to handle something like this.
Well, and we've seen evidence of this already with a couple of schools recently closing because of the potential. It wasn't even confirmed cases of swine flu, but, you know, obviously the school systems are so many people compacted into one area. That's a real potential problem.
Yeah, you know, I think it's no secret. I mean, something like the swine flu will definitely affect the old and the young. And specifically where they congregate, where that can be spread easily. And I'll tell you that, this is a serious issue, and it's something that we haven't dealt with in modern history. And it's something that we need to take a strong look at, and we at the center are very interested in making sure that the rural point of view and the rural preparedness is highlighted and used as a, you know, our research is used as an education tool.
Well, thanks, Brad. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will be back with you next week.